Word tonight, I would ask you if you would, if you'll turn with me tonight to 2 Timothy tonight, a very familiar passage when it comes to a time like this, and to go into the ordination service and what God would have us to do. Brother Garrett, I thank you for that word. I thank you for that song. That's what I'm preaching tonight, just preach the word. Brother J.D., if I can give you anything to your church, to your deacon body, to Brother Chris, to everybody in here, just preach the word. That's what they want, just preach the word. You ain't got to be Superman. All you got to do is be a saved man full of Jesus. Amen. You ain't got to have all the answers. You ain't got to know everything. All you got to do is just give them the book. Just give them the book. And I promise you tonight, the book is enough. When JD don't think he's enough, go to the book is enough. When the world comes against you, go to the book is enough. And that's all I can give you tonight. But I want to share with you what's on my heart. I done wore it out on Brandy this week. I told her, I said, let me show you what the Lord showed me in the book. And I want to show it to you tonight, you and Sister Holly. And I want you to know that tonight, that I love you, and I'm so thankful that I have the opportunity to preach this charge to you tonight, to both of you. I'm thankful that I'm getting to preach the charge to the church here as well, and what God has led me to do. If you have a copy of God's Word, 2 Timothy chapter number 4, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, and verse number 1. If you found your place, say amen. The Bible says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to teachers, to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, we love you. And we thank you. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that's in this place. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord God, that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let me say everything tonight that needs to be said. Anything I don't need to say, Father, I pray you hush me tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I know I'm in over my head tonight. Lord God, I know I'm in over my head, and I need you to show up and show out. I need you to move through this clay of vessel. I need you to do the speaking. I need you to do all things, Father. Lord God, I thank you for this night. I thank you for Brother JD and Sister Holly. Lord, I lift them up to you. Lord God, I thank you for the church that he's going to, New Prospect. Lord God, I pray you bless them. Lord, I pray you touch them in a mighty way. Lord, I thank you for Union Chapel, Lord God, and the local body here, Lord. I pray that we just continue to uplift the name of Brother JD and just always keep him on a heart, praying for him and asking you to bless him and his ministry. Father, we love you and we thank you. We ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, I want you to know tonight, just preach the word, brother. Hey, just preach that word. Stay in that book. Preach that word. What a blessing it is to have the Bible to lead us. We have that Bible in our hand. The word of God is our manual. It's our blueprint to go by. JD, you must go by the word of God no matter what. No matter what happens in your life, you must stand on that book. You must read that book. You must preach that book. You must stay in that book. That book is what will change your life. That book is what will grow your church that you're going to. That book is what will make your marriage strong. That book is what will make your relationship with Christ strong. That book will change your life like never before. And tonight, Apostle Paul was encouraging young Timothy to preach the word and don't back up, but stand on the word of God. I say to you tonight, number one, I charge you tonight. The Bible says, I charge you therefore to preach the word. You say, preacher, what is that charge tonight? Why is it not a challenge tonight? Why must you be a charge first? Because tonight, you know what a charge is. A charge is this. A charge is a duty or a responsibility to be carried out for a lifetime. It's not something that we're doing tonight. In 2 years, you're not preaching no more. It's not something that we're doing tonight. In 2 years, you done throwed in the towel and done gave up. Hey, can I say to you tonight, a used to being preacher ain't worth nothing tonight. We want to see it 20 years, 30 years. God wants to see it 40 years down the road that you're preaching that gospel. You're preaching that book and what God has called you to do. So I charge you tonight, as Paul charged young Timothy, you just preach that word. It's a duty or a responsibility to be carried out for a lifetime. You say, who do you make this charge to? I charge you tonight before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as Paul did Timothy here, he charged him before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then tonight, I want you to know, not only did he charge him before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, but he charged him before the judge to preach the word. Look what he said here in verse number 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. I'm charging charging you tonight before our judge, Jesus Christ, God Almighty. He is our judge tonight. So I charge you tonight before God and the Lord Jesus to preach the word. I charge you tonight before our judge, but I also charge you tonight before the King to preach the word, to preach the word. What you're doing in your life is kingdom word. So the King wants you to preach the word. So that's that charge tonight. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. But I see tonight not only is there a charge to preach the word, but I see that there's a command. I want you to look tonight, if you will, everybody in this congregation. Not only is there a charge, but there is a command tonight. It's one thing to charge somebody, but that command gets so real on your life. There's going to be days in your life you're going to want to throw in the towel. You're going to give up. You're going to quit. But tonight I want you to know, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You stand on that word. You stand on that book. You stand on what God's called you to do. Even when everybody thinks you're crazy and you don't know what you're doing, you stand on that book. Hey, you stand by the God of this book. The God of this book will stand by you. I see tonight the charge in verse number 1, but I also see the command in verse number 2. Here's the command: to preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. To be instant tonight. That instant is this, the urgency to preach. You have an urgency on your life to preach that gospel. Church, he has an urgency tonight to preach that gospel to you, to lay out the word of God tonight, to preach that word. I see the urgency to preach. I see the understanding to preach. Hey, you must preach in season and out of season. You must preach when you folk like it. You must preach when you folk don't like it. You must preach when they're not getting along with you, and you must preach when they do get along with you. I'll never forget, I went to Brother Tim Markham's house, and I went to his house one day. I hadn't been here but about 2 years, and I'm telling you what, the honeymoon was over. Everything had done been over with. I know them, and they know me. Can I get an amen? Hey, and I went into his house, and I told Brother Tim, I said, I'm through with that church. I'm throwing it in. I'm not preaching no more. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, Brother Jay. I don't want to preach no more. I want to go back, get me a 40-hour week of jog, I clock my car, get back to doing what I know to do. And I said, you got any advice for me? He said, son, you're just out of season's your only problem. You're out of season. And he took me to Timothy. He said, you're just out of season. And this is a very seasoned man. I'm talking about a man of God. And I said, well, what do I do? He said, you just got to preach till you get back in season. He said, you don't quit. You just got to keep preaching. There's going to be times you're in season. There's going to be times you're out of seasons. There's going to be times you read that book, it's going to pop off the pages. And there's going to be times you're going to read that book and you're not going to get nothing, but you stay in that book. I see tonight there's a charge and there's a command. Be instant, the urgency to preach, the understanding to preach in season and out of season. And I wrote this down for you. You're going to have a backbone, and you're going to be on fire when you preach the gospel. You're going to have a backbone no matter what's went on that week in your congregation. It don't matter what's went on in the community. When God lays a word on your heart, you're going to have a backbone. Stand up and preach, thus saith the word of God. Amen. Hey, they don't want a 6-foot icicle. Hey, want a man on fire preaching, thus saith the word of God. I'm preaching against sin, preaching against things of this world, preaching that there is a better way, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is the only way. You're going to have a backbone to preach that word. And you say, why do I got to have a backbone, preacher? Because here's what Paul told Timothy. He said, here it is. He said, for the time will come. But go back. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. He said, you're going to have to reprove. As a pastor, you're going to have to reprove. And that is this: to call out what's wrong. To call sin, sin. To call sin, sin. The best member you got in the church, sin is still sin. Amen? So you're going to have to get to the place where you reprove, you rebuke. You say, what is rebuke, preacher? You got to reprove, to call out what's wrong, call sin, sin, but also to rebuke. That is to forbid what's wrong. You don't get in line with them. You don't buddy up with them. You don't pat them on the back when they're wrong. You get in there and you say, sin is sin. That's wrong. We can't go that way. Paul said, I challenge you. I command you. I need you to preach the word of God. Y'all know what we need in the world we live in today? We need preachers that preach the word of God. Not what you like, not what you want to hear, but what the Bible says. Preach the word of God. I see that tonight, that command that's on your life, son, to preach that word, to reprove, to call out what's wrong, to rebuke, to forbid what's wrong, to have disapproval of that sinful living, but also to exhort. You say, preacher, what is that? After you reproved and after you rebuke, exhort one another, comfort, uplift, and pray for those you lead. For those you lead in that congregation, you pray for them and uplift them, but don't get up and sin with them. Stay away from that in your life. I see today the charge. I see the command, but also see the challenge. And I want you to get this. There's a challenge right now on your life and Sister Holly's life. Son, you can preach the gospel. That's no problem. I've heard you preach it. You can preach the gospel. Can I get amen, new church? He can preach the gospel. That's not up for debate this afternoon. You can preach it, but I'm telling you, there's going to come a time that you're going to have to stand on that book. You're going to have to stand on that word. Even when everybody else thinks it's this way. And Momo Popaw said it's been that way for 100 years. But the Bible says it ain't. You go with the Bible. You go with the book. And the book will not lead you wrong. You stick with that book tonight. Let me give you this. Look at the challenge. For the time will come. You say, no, preacher, not at our church. Oh, yes, sir. At the church you're going to. At the church here. For the time will come. Right now, I'd say you're on your honeymoon. Hey, I told you I couldn't wait to preach this. Man, I love you that much, but I love this church that much. I love Union Chapel that much. But listen, here's the challenge. Everybody loves you till you preach on the sin that's in their life. The people that don't smoke love for you to get on smoking. Huh? The people that don't dip loves you to get on dipping. The people that don't drink want you to preach on the drunkard. But when you start talking about that old loose-lipped tongue, that old tongue that runs out there and gossips about everybody, oh, they don't want you to preach on that. But you preach that whole book. You preach the counsel of that whole book, brother. I'm telling you, I couldn't wait to get here and just talk to you on this in front of your people. You preach that book. You stay with that book. You preach it. Even when you don't understand it, you preach that book. When you say, I don't even know why I'm bringing this word, don't second guess it, just bring it. Somebody needs it. He said, and that's the challenge. For the time will come, in verse number 3, for the time will come where they will not endure. What is it? They don't want it. They want it every which way but their way. They don't want it the way God would have you to be. And let me show you this in the Bible right here. For the time will come where they will not. I'm telling you right now, I promise you this. For the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. I wrote this down. I'll share it with you. Right now, they love everything about you. They love everything about you and Sister Holly. They love how you're put together. They love how Sister Holly's put together. They love how you carry yourself. They love everything about you. Everything. But some will not endure sound doctrine. Everywhere you go, folks want a second opinion. You go to a doctor, you don't like what the doctor tells you, you go get you a second opinion. There are going to be times you're going to preach the word and they're not going to like it. They want to go to Google. They want to go to everything on the sun, but instead of to the word of God. Listen to this. You, son, you stick to the word of God. It's not an opinionated book. It's the word of God. It is the inspired, inerrant, infallible, inexhaustible word of God. You stick with that book. You stick with that book. When you stick with that book and you stand on that word, you get that challenge in your life and you don't back up, I promise you right now that God's going to use you in a mighty way. I wrote this down just to you today. I'm fixing to get to the church. Man, I just want to tell you this, that I love you. And son, listen, don't matter how many leave, you preach that book. You stand on there. Don't you compromise to get a crowd. Don't you compromise to get everybody down the road. Don't you compromise. I'm telling you right now, I love you that much. Don't you compromise, because there's going to come a day you're going to stand before God Almighty, and don't you compromise. Not a person in that church is going to stand with you, or nobody at Union Chapel. It's going to be you and the Lord. And when you want Him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Well done. You're not worried about their feelings. You're worried about their future. You preach that book to them. You preach it straight. I don't care if you ever get preacher of the year. I don't care if you ever get that. That's not an accolade that you want. You want somebody to say, don't go to that church. That's a man of God, unless you want him to read your mail. That's what you want to say about you. You don't want everybody to pat you on the back. You don't want to get invited to preach at every church in the community. That's not an accolade. You don't want to get buddies with every preacher down there. That's not an accolade, son. Listen to me. What it is, they say, well, I want to invite JD to come preach because he's going to stir things up when he comes. That's a compliment. Listen to me. You preach that word. I love you that much to tell you. You know how many preachers is compromised? Bunch of sissies. Won't preach the truth. Won't preach the word. Want you to preach it. Want you to tell it. Want to tell their congregation they can do anything. And then the monkey comes back on you, son. You preach that word. Lee Barkham, you know I'm telling the truth. You preach that word. I got you back. All these other ones in this church, they got you back. You preach that word. Don't you back up. Don't you compromise. You stick to that word. I promise you, stick by that book. The God of that book will stand by you. I want to show you this. He said the time will come. The challenge is the time will come that they will not endure sound doctrine. But they'll heap to themselves teachers. They want what feels good and works good and looks good. Brother, we're not in it for that. We're not in it for that. We're not in it for popularity. We're not in it to be pumped up. We're in it just to preach the word. preach it with sincerity, love your people, and let God move. But I wrote this down. Brother JD, I want to share what I wrote down. Man, it's been on my heart. Brother JD, I want to, in closing, show you folks at New Prospect Baptist Church. I want to show you your folk. Brother Fletcher, I want to show you your folk. Man, this is on my heart so heavy tonight. Brother JD, I want to, in closing, show you folks at New Prospect Baptist Church in Hamilton, Mississippi. Brother JD, tonight I want to show you folks at Union Chapel Baptist Church in Beaverton, Alabama, and churches everywhere. Not only, Brother JD, do you got a charge, you got a command, and you got a challenge, but you got a congregation to lead. And I want to show you people in your congregation and people in mine. If they get offended, you can handle them when they go back to Mississippi. Amen? You don't owe me nothing for this one, son. I'm telling you, Satan don't make it hard on preachers. Congregations make it hard on preachers. But JD's young. You take care of him. You treat him right. Don't you do him wrong. You say, preacher, we love him. I know, but the honeymoon's still on. Don't you do him wrong. You do him right. You love him. That's a man of God right there. You love him up. You take care of him. And I share this with you. Here is the congregation that you're going to lead and the congregation that I lead. Union Chapel, you choose who you are tonight. New Prospect, you choose who you are tonight. It's your choice. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 10 at the people that's in our congregations in the day we live in. And Brother JD, I'm going to say this before I get into it. You got to love every one of them, no matter if they love you or not. No matter what. You got to love them. I've been on the phone with my wife, on speakerphone, and I've had people talk to me. I'm telling you, son, I wish you wouldn't have heard it. I've had people tell me I'd soon die and go to hell than you be my pastor. You know what I tell them? I pray to God you don't die. I pray to God you don't die. Man, you don't need to die this way with this hatred. You say, preacher, what are you preaching now? I'm telling you tonight, be on guard. Take this challenge. Run with it, son. Let that church, grow that church. But here's what you're going to face. Church, you decide who you are. Union Chapel, you decide who you are tonight. All JD then is preach and lead you. Here's what he said in verse number 10. For Demas has forsaken me. But JD, you're going to have some Demases in your church that's going to leave you. Right now, they love you, patting you on the back, greatest thing you ever seen. And they're going to be out the back door and they're going to be gone. You're going to have some Demases in your church. What do you do, preacher? You love them. You don't want them to leave. Brother Fletcher, you know I'm telling the truth tonight. I'm preaching the truth. You got some Demases that's going to be sitting right there amongst you. They may not be here. They couldn't come tonight. Whatever. I don't know. Union Chapel, we got Demases. Man, they'll pat you on the back, love you up one side and down the other. Man, I'm telling you what, go buy you supper, go buy you lunch, everything. But here's what he said. He said, for Demas has forsaken me. He left you. You'll have some Demases that's going to leave you. Why they leave you? They love the present world. They love, it's nothing to do with you. They love the world more than they did the church. They love the world more than they did the Christ. They love the world more than they did the ministry. They love the world, the things of the world. Son, I'm telling you, we're in a time in the ministry that you're going to have to take this charge, you're going to have to take this command, and you're going to have to get a challenge because you've got a congregation of Demases. I've got them. Every preacher's got them. Can I say to you, look with me, if you will, in verse number 11, only Luke is with me. Not only you got Demases, but you got some Lukes. You know what a Luke will do? A Luke will love you. Luke will love you. When you preach a sermon and it's a flop, they love you. You'll know a Luke right off the bat. When you stumble and fall off, or you wear two color shoes, he pats you on the back, it's all love. There's some Demases and there's some Lukes. Luke's going to love you. Even when you mess up and you know you have, and you know you messed up and you shouldn't have said that or done that, that Luke's going to love you. Because why? Because he knows what it's about. He's going to love you. New Prospect, I think I got that right. New Prospect, you're going to have to choose if you're a Demas or if you're a Luke. Union Chapel tonight, are you a Demas or are you a Luke? So, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? Luke's going to love you. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 11 also. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with me. Mark will listen to you. Even though you have to rebuke him and tell him the truth, old Mark will listen to you. You know what Paul did there with Barnabas? They done took Mark one time and Mark left and didn't stay. Acts chapter 15, verse 38. And Paul said, I'm not taking him back with me. Barnabas said, I'll take him. Paul said, well, I'll take Silas. We'll go our way. But at the end of Paul's ministry, you know what he said? He said, bring Mark. He'll listen to you. There's going to be some that you're going to have to tell the truth in a way that they'll understand it. But they'll listen to you. You're going to have Demas. You're going to have Luke's. You're going to have Mark's. And I'm sad to say, but you're going to have some Alexanders in your bunch as well. Look what Alexander did. Verse 14. Alexander the coppersmith done me much evil. You know what Alexander will do to you? He'll lie about you. I wished I could tell you that church wouldn't like that, but I'm telling you the truth tonight. God told me to tell you the truth tonight. There are going to be some you're going to love, JD and Holly, you're going to do all you can do for them. And they're going to go behind your back and they're going to lie on you. Say you said this, said you done that, and it's a lie. Preacher, what I do? You love them. You love them. He said, Alexander the coppersmith done me much evil. He said, preacher, do I retaliate against them? Do I do this? Oh, no, no, no. Let's finish the verse, what he says. He says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. The Lord says, the Lord reward him according to his works, of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. What's he going to do? He's going to lie on you. But I'm going to leave you with the last person you're going to have in your congregation. And this is right here, boy, this is right here, me. It don't matter who else is there. This is the cream of the crop. He says in verse 17, the Lord Jesus Christ stood with me. No matter what goes on in that local body church, you remember this, the Lord will stand with you. You're going to have some that's going to leave. You're going to have some that's going to love you to death. You're going to have some that's going to listen to you. And you're going to have some that's going to lie on you. And I know your congregation didn't come to hear this message. But I wish that my ordination service, I had a preacher with a backbone enough to stand up and told me that. Instead of what he told me, that everybody's going to love you, that nobody's ever going to get ill at you, mad at you or nothing. They're going to love you up one side and down. That's what I was told. That's not the truth. Because JD doesn't do the offending and Holly doesn't do the offending. The Spirit does. The Spirit is what does the offending. The Spirit is what stirs. That same Spirit that stirs one to salvation and draws them to salvation also will divide them. But he said, the Lord stood with him. Son, you keep preaching to these people and you keep loving them. No matter what happens, you remember this, God is on your side. The Lord will stand with you. He's called you, they didn't. He called you to preach, they just called you to be the pastor. He's your master. You got to do what the master says. And I'm going to share with you at this at the end, right here, the congregation you've got to lead. I'm going to show you how God will stand with you. Look with me if you will. Church, what are you tonight? I ask you that question. What are you going to be tonight? You can make that already up. You can already make it up in your mind. I will not be a Demas. I won't leave no matter what goes on. I'm going to stick it out. There's nothing hurts worse than church hurt. People get church hurt, they'll leave. They'll go to another church. You know what you do when you go to another church? You take church hurt to that church. You ain't done a bit of good. Let me finish this. Notwithstanding, the Lord, verse 17, stood with me and he strengthened me, and by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord, verse 18, and the Lord shall deliver me. But JD, the Lord will deliver you from evil work and will preserve me. Not only will he deliver you, but he'll preserve you. What does that mean, preacher? To take care of you and sustain you. And he will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Tonight, JD, you stand by the book and just preach that word, son. Just preach that word. Be strong with it. Don't cower it down. Preach that word. Church, you stand with him. Union Chapel, you pray for him. There's going to be new people come in. You're on fire. People's going to come in that church. You love them. You love the people you done got. But you remember this tonight. You stand by the God of that book. You stand with him tonight. No matter come what may, you stand with the Lord. You have been charged tonight. You have been commanded tonight to stand on that word. And you got a challenge on your hands because you're pastoring a congregation. Different peoples, different identities, different thoughts, different opinions. So what's going to bring us together? The Lord. The Lord. Tonight, Brother JD, I want you to know I'm not your biggest fan. Holly's your biggest fan. But I want you to know I got your back. And I want you to know I love you. If I didn't, I wouldn't have told all this in front of your congregation. Right? I mean, who wants to listen to that mess? You know what I'm saying? But Paul told the truth. Right? And as soon as you think you're not a Demas, you'll be a Demas. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And as soon as you don't think you're an Alexander, you'll start lying on Brother JD and not even know you're lying on him. Talking behind his back, cutting him down, cutting his feet out from underneath him. My mama always told me something. She's pretty smart about this. If you ain't got nothing good to say, keep your mouth shut. But that was mama telling me that, but that's pretty good advice. So now I'm going to tell you this, I love you. Your folks are going to choose who they are, but you know who you are. You're a preacher called by God to spread the truth at all cost. What we're fixing to do, I'm fixing to bring a chair and sit right there. I'm going to have you sit in that chair. I'm going to have Sister Holly come up behind you. She's going to lay her hands on your shoulders. And we're going to pray. I have all these ordained men lined up down this wall on this side, and we're going to pray. And I want you to know every ordained man that's going to lay a hand on you, him and his wife knows this. Everything I've told is the truth. You're not an ordained man in here. If you've been at all in your life, you know I've told you the truth. And you just stand by that book because the day will come and you just got to have him and stand with him. Okay? I'm going to get a chair and I'm going to get you standing. I'm going to get you sit right here.